Let's assume that a company wants to understand what profit it has made during the year, and compare this profit with that from the previous year. For a purpose like this, the company should calculate the inventory costs and profit only under absorption costing. Under absorption costing, companies calculate absorption cost, which is full production cost. It is the sum of all variable production costs and fixed production overheads. The main difference from marginal costing is the way that the fixed production overheads are treated. Absorption costing treats them as product costs. The absorption cost includes direct labor, direct materials, variable production overheads, and fixed production overheads. Knowing the absorption cost of the output enables the business to find the gross profit. The gross profit is the sales revenue after the full production cost has been paid. Part of the gross profit is used to cover the period costs. Once these are covered, the remaining part of gross profit is a net profit. To see how absorption costing system works, let's take the example from the previous video. But this time the company wants to find the gross profit and the net profit each week. The main difference between marginal costing and absorption costing is that under marginal costing the fixed production overheads are period costs, and under absorption costing, they are product costs. Here the company should calculate absorption cost, which includes all variable production costs and fixed production overheads. From the previous video, we know that the total variable cost of 100 tables is $5,100. The company adds $200 fixed production overheads and finds that the absorption cost is $5,300. The company prepares an absorption costing profit statement. When we look at it, we see that the first thing that this statement shows is the sales revenue. From the previous video, we know that the sales revenue is $15,000. The second point is the full production cost of all sold units, which is $5,300. The third step is to calculate the gross profit of 100 tables sold. For this purpose, the company deducts the full production cost from the sales revenue and gets a result of $9,700. Then the company subtracts the amount of the period costs from the amount of gross profit and calculates a profit of $9,200 per week. By comparing the marginal profit with the absorption profit, we see that they are the same. This happens when the quantity of units produced is equal to the quantity of units sold. The reason for that is that there is no opening and closing inventory. Marginal and absorption costing systems produce different levels of profit when the production quantity is more than the selling quantity. The main reason for this difference is that marginal costing values the closing inventory at variable production cost and deducts all fixed production overheads from the total contribution. In contrast, absorption costing includes a share of the fixed production overheads in the closing inventory value. Logically, absorption profit should be higher than marginal profit.